clear recording over. Okay, I think we're left off. We're discussing different items of furniture in different parts of different rooms of the house. Okay, we were talking about that. Or you were talking about the furniture that you had in your bedroom.
Yeah, the bureau and the chiffero and bed, of course.
Right.
Closet and chair.
What about the, you were talking about the bureau and the chiffero. Was that a piece of furniture that just had drawers in it, or did it have a closet in it too, or?
The chiffero we used to, I think, was the thing that, if I'm really up on it, was the one with the mirror and then just the drawers.
A big door on one side?
No.
It's just the drawers and the mirror?
And the mirror.
Okay, and that was a chiffero?
That was a chiffero. Okay. And, of course, the bureau, of course, is the just the one with the drawers. So in some cases, we had both.
Okay. What'd you have covering your windows?
There were Venetian blinds and curtains, you know, just two. Primarily, the Venetian blinds were the major thing.
The mechanical type?
Yeah, those that you pull up and pull down, shade in the room, darken the room, and all that.
Okay. Would you have any special name for, you met in your own house, but in some other place you might have seen a special name for just an alcove, a small alcove or something where it would just be used for sleeping? Just maybe there'd be a bed there or something.
Mm-mm. I can't think of one. I'm not sure. I don't think I can remember anyone having one. I know we slept out on the, they call it a day, sometimes a day bed on the porch. And it was really like hot.
It was hot.
Yeah.
And then after we closed the porch,
it almost became a bedroom. Particularly as my brother and sister and I got older, and we needed the space.
I think you said that you had oil for heat in the house.
Yeah, kerosene primarily.
Kerosene. Mm-hmm. Was there any other names you used for kerosene?
Mm-hmm. That was the only thing I could think of, get some kerosene.
Okay. Describe that heating system. Just describe it.
Oh, it was sort of like a, oh, wow. There were so many of them. It was just like, it looked like a huge lantern that had its oil base at the bottom, and it had burners. We would take and we would light the burner. The burner would, of course, then burn. And we'd always put a pot on it to help catch the fumes and that sort of situation. It almost became our coffee warmer or a warm water sort of situation. You know, we would put maybe a huge pot of warm water on it, water on there to heat for coffee and cereal in the morning. But that was about it. That's the best description I can give you. Then later on, we got a little spodier with another type of kerosene stove where it looked sort of like a furnace, a small little furnace. And this time it had two burners in it. And the oil was placed on the back in the kerosene can, as we called it. And we would use that during winter.
Did you have any vents for the fumes?
Right.
Or did you have to clean out the substances inside the vents?
We would always clean the burners each year before we'd use it. Before we even put it away for storage, we'd clean it out. We'd change the wick.